Good morning, everyone. Welcome, everyone, to our service this morning. I'll be honest, when I get asked to do something like this, I kind of dread it. And then I was sitting here this morning, and I was like, why should I dread getting up here and talking about what means a lot to me? At least I hope that Jesus Christ means everything to me. What I was originally thinking of talking about this morning, as I thought about it this week, was faith. We've been talking about it a lot in Sunday school, and kind of stirs me up a little bit inside. I ask myself, do I have faith? Is my faith enough to save me? You know, because the devil's, they believe, but it's not a faith that saves them. Anyway, and then my mind kept wandering, and I decided not to talk about faith, and instead, more a little bit what happens, maybe continuing on in our faith, which is our relationship with Jesus. And I would like to read from John chapter 10, the first 21 verses. John chapter 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings, and many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? So, I guess I'm kind of intertwining it a little bit with the belief. I mean, here we see some of the Pharisees had a real trouble believing in Christ. But really what I kind of wanted to bring out and think about here that spoke to me is, you know, if we are his sheep, do we know the shepherd's voice? Do we listen to him? Do we know what he's telling us? Do we read his word each day? And then also, does he hear our voice and know us? Are we praying to the great shepherd of our souls? Do we spend time with him? And I guess I'm just always think about how much more time I should spend reading my Bible and praying and having a closer relationship with Jesus. And I just want to spur myself especially, and hopefully you as well. Do we really know Christ's voice? And does he know our voice? I have to think, you know, if we don't communicate with somebody for a long time, sometimes it can almost seem like someone is a stranger if so many years go by. It kind of depends on the relationship. Is that how we feel in our relationship with Jesus? Is he a stranger to us? Or is his voice really familiar to us? Is our voice familiar to Christ in a positive way? So I just wanted to encourage myself especially, and hopefully each one of you, to continue to get to know Jesus' voice, and also make sure that he hears your voice. Let's bow our heads for prayer.